This is TWiT.
Social networking community Reddit announced new practices to help curb harassment on the site. The new policy was posted in the Reddit blog and further elaborated in a Reddit thread. Reddit admins will now be in charge of investigating instances of harassment instead of leaving it to the Reddit moderators. Now, many commenters in the thread complained that the blog post and the response were too vague. I thought they were pretty clear. Reddit defines harassment as, quote, systematic and or continued actions to torment or demean someone in a way that would make a reasonable person, one, conclude that Reddit is not a safe platform to express their ideas or participate in conversation, or two, fear for their safety or the safety of those around them, end quote. The Verge reports that Google is tightening control over Chrome and blocking all extensions that are not found in the Chrome Web Store. The move is designed to keep unsuspecting web surfers from downloading malware that's attached to third-party sources. This was first announced in May of last year, but if you were using the developer version of Chrome, you could still download whatever you liked. Now developers can only install third-party extensions locally. According to the Washington Post, Minecraft is officially the most streamed video game in history, with over 42 million Minecraft videos on YouTube today. According to this mother of two 10-year-old boys, please tell me something that I don't already know. Welcome to Erasegate, my friends. That's the name I've just coined to describe the flaw in the Apple Watch that I download blog described today. If someone steals your iPhone, it's not at all easy to reset the phone to bypass the passcode. That feature is called activation lock, and it's been around for about 2 years in the iPhone since OS 7. But with the Apple Watch, there is no activation lock yet. So while your personal information is not accessible on your watch if someone steals it, a criminal could just pair the watch to another iPhone if they've bought it at an Apple store. We're seeing that right now. According to Jeff Benjamin at iDownloadBlog, when you repair a watch, there's no request to verify the Apple ID that was used previously. So a thief might not know your exercise or your heart rate logs from last week, but they will now have your Apple Watch. But this is not unlike anything else someone could steal from you, and most things you're not wearing on your wrist at all times. So perhaps Erasegate is a little bit of a hyperbole. And finally, Search Engine Land reports that SmartBot Wolfram Alpha has a new reverse image search. This isn't the first reverse image search out there, but this one is particularly good, and it includes all the information already been built into Wolfram Alpha search engine. I gave it a picture I took of a tree in my backyard, and I identified it not only as a tree, but as a California box elder. And it listed its scientific name, as well as its USDA hardiness zones, natural life cycle, and more. Then I tried again, and I gave it some art from the brand new Female Avengers comic book, and it was just a little confused. All it said was instrumentation. I have no idea what that means. But you can actually help it learn by saying, clicking the little orange button that says, what the heck? And I did, and I explained what it was.